You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman David Balorado. The big budget story. So, David, the Senate passes, and then the House has to come back, right? And they were scrambling because a lot of them thought they were going to be gone, right, for the holiday. And some of them, including you had Chris DeLuzio
right.
from our region, their flights were canceled. So they were driving down to D.C. And I guess the president wants to get this deal done by Friday. We'll see.
Yeah. By the way, driving to D.C. doesn't seem like that big of a chore, does it?
Well, it's like 5 hours from here.
Really?
I don't know, four or five hours.
It's been a while since I've made that drive, but I.
Yeah, so in terms of getting the deal done, let's get an update. CBS's Erica Brown.
The Senate narrowly passed the president's one big beautiful bill on Tuesday. The votes were tied at 50-50, forcing Vice President J.D. Vance to cast the tiebreaker.
The vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
Three Republican senators voted with Democrats against the spending bill. Rand Paul from Kentucky, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, and Susan Collins from Maine. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska was undecided, but switched to a yes vote Tuesday morning. Following the vote, Murkowski acknowledged her reservations about the measure, despite her vote to support it.
Do I like this bill? No, because I tried to take care of Alaska's interests. But I know that in many parts of the country, there are Americans that are not going to be advantaged by this bill.
Some Senate Republicans say the bill will be good for Americans.
The border is the most aggressive border security package in the history of the country.
Democrats call the legislation a betrayal.
When people start losing their Medicaid, when kids and parents lose SNAP funding, the people of America will remember this vote.
The fight over the budget bill now moves back to the House, where the changes that were made on the Senate side could threaten its ultimate passage. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged the new Senate version of the bill could face challenges getting support from House Republicans.
So we'll wait. And meanwhile, while the president was waiting, he was in Florida. CBS's Michael George.
While the Senate was deciding the fate of his legislative agenda, the president left Washington to travel to Florida. He toured a new detention center he calls Alligator Alcatraz. It opened in the middle of the Everglades, surrounded by treacherous terrain and wildlife. Immigrant rights activists and environmentalists greeted the president with protests. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports.
About 50 miles west of Miami, a remote airstrip deep in the Florida Everglades has been transformed into a temporary migrant detention center.
Just on the other side of the highway, though, you can see the type of land that surrounds the airstrip. These are wetlands, possibly teeming with alligators and pythons, something the administration views as an added security feature.
We're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay? If they escape prison, how to run away. Don't run in a straight line. Run like this.
This facility is opening up just as the Trump administration ramps up arrests across the country. There are now nearly 60,000 immigrants in federal detention, believed to be a record high. The need for more holding facilities was also an issue during President Trump's first term. In 2019, CBS News was the first to get a look inside a temporary shelter in nearby Homestead, Florida, where more than 14,000 unaccompanied minors were held over the span of 2 years. That facility was eventually shut down amid allegations of unsafe conditions. Conditions at the new detention center in the Everglades are also a concern, as are risks to the environment. The facility sits on what Native Americans consider sacred ground.
This is what you're looking to protect?
Yes.
Betty Osceola is a member of the Miccosukee tribe.
There's a lot of generators out there, a lot of equipment that they have to power with some type of fuel, a lot of chemicals that they have to have on site. So if a natural disaster were to happen, like a hurricane, and all that fuel ended up into the ground, it's going to get into our drinking water aquifer.
It's estimated it'll cost $450 million a year to operate the facility. The state of Florida is spearheading construction, but is set to be reimbursed by the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Manuel Bajorquez, CBS News, Ochapi, Florida.
And if you've ever been to the Everglades, have you, David?
No.
It's pretty remote. It's like going back in time. Airboats in that strip of land, there is an airfield, and it's literally in the middle of the Everglades. So escape would be, let's just say, when he says the alligator Alcatraz, was known for being a place you couldn't escape.
Right. Yeah.
I think there's a great story, though. Two guys that they thought might have escaped, but they never confirmed it. You ever been to Alcatraz?
I have not.
You've got to get off Nimble Island, man. You ever been to Alcatraz, Aaron?
I have not.
I toured it. Actually, it was July 4th, probably about 8 years ago. And on July 4th, you have to take this special ferry out to Alcatraz. It's an island, for those that don't know, right off the coast of San Francisco. It's actually, from the island looking back, one of the most stunning views you can have.
Wow.
Which tormented the prisoners because they're on this prison island and they could see this great city.
The outside life.
Yeah, but they couldn't ever get there, right?
That's
the waters
terrible.
Are shark infested and cold.
Wow. And did they do that intentionally?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually Trump wanted to bring Alcatraz back.
Right, I do remember that story.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard anything about it since, so maybe the focus will be on alligator Alcatraz.
Well, there were already people protesting against that yesterday, too. So,
you mean alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's on the Miccosukee Indians, us Native Americans say it's on their sacred land. So, that's what's going on. We'll wait, and there is word of a ceasefire in the making. Apparently, Israel has agreed with the president for Gaza, and they have not heard back from Hamas for a 60-day ceasefire, but that's kind of been under the radar since we've had so many other issues. But the ceasefire is holding between Israel and Iran, and they were scheduled to talk this week, U.S. and Iran, but we haven't heard anything about that. So that's kind of your world in a minute. Coming up, though, I want to share with you, do you know what today is, David? It is World UFO Day.
Oh, really?
Are you a UFO-er?
No, not really.
Aaron?
No, but I'm intrigued.
All right. You'll hear. And also hear about how many people have tattoos. What percentage of Americans have tattoos?
That's a good one.
If it's Pittsburgh, it's probably, 85% or something like that?
Don't ask Gemini, your artificial intelligence app friend. You'll be arguing. Taking you back to the 60s. Here you go, Aaron.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
That is one of the many, many hits of Francesco Stephen Castelluccio, better known as Frankie Valli.
What a name.
He's 91. And he is coming along with the Four Seasons to Hines Hall Sunday, July 20th. And one of our winners from the week will receive the grand prize, Frankie Valli, in the Four Seasons special box set with all his hits. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Aaron, since you're the one answering the phone.
We'll do 8.
Caller number 8. Aaron Rodgers' new number.
Wow, that's true.
Which was Tommy Maddox's number. Which was number 8. Let's see. Anyway, 412-922-1020. Let's see. Frankie Valli was born in Newark, New Jersey. And he's been doing this since 1960. To give you some idea of how long Frankie Valli has been doing what he's doing. Actually incredible. We have an update on the Sean Diddy Combs trial, and 4 out of 5 of the charges, the jury thinks they have their verdict, but there's one undecided. CBS's Jared Hill.
There's so many components that need to come together to prove that racketeering conspiracy charge against Sean Combs. And analysts say prosecutors only alluded to one of the most important components. Yesterday, jurors told the court there were unpersuadable opinions on both sides.
Today, the fate of entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs is in the hands of an uncertain jury. Combs has been charged with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation for purposes of prostitution. Late Tuesday, the jury told the judge they'd reached an agreement on all but the racketeering or RICO charge, the most serious.
Clearly, the jury was not buying whole cloth what the government was selling.
CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi says the racketeering charge relies at least in part on the others. The RICO allegation that he used his businesses and employees as a criminal enterprise to facilitate and cover up alleged illegal activity related to Combs coercing then-girlfriends Cassie Ventura and a Jane Doe into drug-fueled sex marathons with male sex workers.
Remember, the government didn't charge a co-conspirator in this case. They alluded to the co-conspirator being his chief of staff, a rotating cast of bodyguards. But they needed to show that there was an agreement, that the organization knew what it was doing.
Combs and his lawyers huddled in court as the judge urged jurors to keep deliberating. Earlier in the day, they requested transcripts from Cassie's testimony, as well as from a male dancer who says he was paid to have sex with Ventura. Lawyers for the founder of Bad Boy Records claim federal prosecutors are trying to criminalize Combs' swinger lifestyle. The 55-year-old has pleaded not guilty to all charges.
So the racketeering charge carries the heaviest penalty, potentially life in prison. Legal analysts say this trial could potentially end with a verdict on some charges, but a hung jury on that RICO charge. That is obviously not the judge's desire here, seeing as how he pushed the jury to go back and deliberate at least one more time. And so for now, we wait to see if they can come together on that last charge.
CBS is Jared Hill. We have a winner of our Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons tickets. Congrats to Marianne Cuna Valencia. And Aaron, she will be eligible for the grand prize, too. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
And Friday morning. So if you're a fan. Now, I promised to give you an update on something. I wanted to ask
yes.
The tattoos. Right?
Yes.
Michigan State researchers have decided to tackle the burning question of whether we can judge people's personalities by their tattoos. Spoiler alert. You can't.
Mm-mm.
Maybe AI can. Maybe David's friend Gemini. David, may I ask, is this too personal a question? Do you have a tattoo?
Let me tell you something. When I was a little kid, my uncle had a tattoo, and we used to love getting those ones out of Cracker Jack boxes that you would put on the wash off. So we'd go and he had one, so we would say, hey, show me your tattoo. And he said, let me tell you something. If you ever get one of these, I'm going to kick your blank.
Oh, wow.
And that resonated with me from then on, because you could tell, even though I wasn't in school yet, that he regretted having that.
Is this before you or after you had your pet deer Lightfoot and your raccoon Chucky?
Would have been before Herman the raccoon, but it would have been around the same time as the deer probably.
Well, nearly a third of Americans have tattoos. The study looked at 274 tatted up folks, and people were consistently and spectacularly wrong about what the personality traits were based on what they saw on body.
Yeah, you ever see a guy that's fully...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He tatted up and then he opens his mouth and you're like, whoa, what a soft-spoken guy.
The only trait we get right is openness to experience. Quote, and that's just because an octopus wearing a top hat permanently etched on your body doesn't suggest you're open to anything.
I do think David's right, though. I think making premature tattoo decisions when you're below a certain age, your brain's not even fully developed, and you might look at it and be like, what the heck was I thinking?
Knowing that over time it changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, you know, forget about people who disagree about things politically or whether they're vegan or carnivores. If you really want to get a fight going, it's the tattooed versus non-tattooed people.
So true. And I mean, I have tattoos and yeah. I can say I have 5. They're all mini though. So
micro tats.
They're micro tats. So I don't have too many regrets, but like a sleeve, whew.
It's a lot of work, too.
It's a life commitment, painful. Yeah.
It's the Big K Morning Show, and the big budget is not done yet. Members of the House headed back to Washington to work through it after the Senate passed with a vice presidential vote. And one of the issues is Medicaid. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Meg Sneed, who was the former acting secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services and former Secretary of Policy and Planning for Governor Tom Wolf. Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's not assume everybody knows what Medicaid is. So if you don't mind, explain how there is a federal and then state effect on Medicaid and what it is.
Absolutely. So the Medicaid program is the nation's largest health insurer for seniors, people with disabilities, and it covers 1 in 4 people in Pennsylvania. That's not just a number. It's nearly a quarter of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family members that rely on Medicaid. Any policy that removes or that moves to reduce eligibility, benefits, or funding will have deep ripple effects across these communities, our state economy, and our healthcare systems. If these cuts go through, we're looking at more than 300,000 people losing access to health insurance as a result of this bill.
In the past, the president, while running and many times before, has said there will be absolutely no cuts to Medicaid. Now, they will go after fraud, naturally, which I think everyone understands, but Medicaid itself would be untouched. So what changed?
Well, this bill includes more than $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. So that's just a blatant lie that there are no cuts to the Medicaid program. And it's impossible to say that people won't feel the effects of that cut when more than 1 in 4 people in Pennsylvania rely on that program for access to health insurance. I think that what you see, if you take a step back and look at what's happening in Congress, Republicans in Congress and in the Senate are terrified of Donald Trump. They care more about his agenda than what matters to their own constituents and in their own communities. This isn't just limited to those that are in Congress and in the Senate. Look at Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who doesn't take a vote in Washington or in Harrisburg, but came out in support of the Big Beautiful Bill, despite being a rural Republican in support of transparency, because she needs Donald Trump's support for her bid for governor in 2026. The change here is largely because these Republicans need the support of the president for their political futures rather than the needs of the constituents in their communities.
Well, we did hear the senator from Alaska say that she didn't believe in the bill, but she voted for it anyway to take care of her constituents in her state. And I think if you spoke privately, above and beyond everything else, this is one issue that really hits hard to a lot of individuals. And is it too late, though? I mean, it looks like they have just enough votes to get it through.
Well, the Senate sent it back to the House yesterday, so the House has said they will take up a vote on it today. I would encourage people to Google who your member of Congress is and call them right now and tell them not to vote on this bill. It is absolutely not too late to voice your support, or I'm sorry, your opposition. I also just want to say the impacts on rural communities of this bill cannot go understated. More than 15 rural hospitals in Pennsylvania are slated to close if this bill goes through. It's really important that we recognize the impact to health insurance and coverage for people in rural communities and just how devastating this bill will be for folks in those communities.
Why do you suppose that there's such a big push on Medicaid?
Well, I think Medicaid is a sort of easy place to cut, right? It's really, a lot of people on Medicaid don't even realize that they're on Medicaid. They often think they're on UPMC for You or Geisinger Health Plan. It's really a way for, that's private managed care companies that manage people's Medicaid benefits. And the way that our elected officials talk about Medicaid makes it really easy. It's really complicated. It makes it really easy for people to kind of gloss over. But when we talk about more than a quarter of people in Pennsylvania receiving Medicaid benefits, we're talking about your neighbors, your family, your friends. Almost everybody will be impacted.
It's really on the edge right now. What happens if the bill passes to those people? Or will there be any options? I know the state funds part of Medicaid, but the states are all waiting to see what the federal bill is because that's so intrinsic to their budgets.
Absolutely. The Medicaid program is the safety net. Without it, I'm not sure where people turn.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning, Meg. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Meg Sneed, former acting secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, I'm David Balorano. After yet another round of flooding in the Campbell's Run Road area on Tuesday, Stephen Shanley of Allegheny County Public Works says they're hoping for a break.
So right now, we have the road milled, and we will be moving forward with paving it, hopefully when the weather breaks.
And surprisingly, David, there were some areas, even with some rain, and it was fairly light in many places, had some flooding issues yesterday. But it looks like a dry day. There's a slight chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, but dry for the 4th on Friday, too.
Back to the House for reconciliation as that chamber now needs to take up the Senate-approved Big Beautiful Bill. Some lawmakers, including Chris DeLuzio, had their flights to D.C. canceled because of the weather. He posted on X.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
And I would imagine there are a lot of people realizing that on the Medicaid front, which we just discussed, one in four people are supported by Medicaid in the state of Pennsylvania. So this is very important to a great number of our population. So we'll see what happens.
And the University of Pennsylvania has changed three school records set by transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes that it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team.
Yeah, this has been a controversy for quite a while now. So some of the schools changing, in this case, their athletic awards, and many people, you know, it's a touchy subject for sure. Thank you, David. Coming up in our next hour, our weekly visit with the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. And among the topics, Rich, we're going to talk about the passing of Dave Parker, the airport, the volunteer request for people to do a dry run, Aaron, in September. So we've talked now for the last few years about the coming new airport, which is expected to open this fall. They are asking for 3,000 to 4,000 volunteers to do a run through of going into the new airport, running through the processes. You want to volunteer? I'll go if you go.
I'd go. That sounds cool.
Does that mean we get the day off? Probably not.
Probably post show.
Right. And among Rich's guests, the head of Gecko Robotics. I love that Rich brings us people every week that are making some big changes. And, you know, the guest we had on, I was thinking about this yesterday, all the young people that they're trying to get, you know, Sean Luther, the CEO and president of Innovate PGH.
Right.
Bringing all these brain trusts to Pittsburgh. One of the things and one of the takeaways for me, he talked about 8 unicorns. These are companies in the region that started here, like Duolingo,
right,
that reach at least the $1 billion mark. That's the benchmark. So you have 8 of those, and then there were a whole bunch underneath at different impact financial levels. And I thought that was really impressive.
I think it is impressive, actually, that they're still, you know, startups, but you've reached the $1 billion mark. We've got brainiacs here in Pittsburgh.
And then, of course, the fireworks are going to go on the North Shore this year. And Rich will tell you why. What's going on at Point State Park? Hint, hint. Has something to do, I think, with the NFL draft. They're doing a lot of work. Yeah.
You might be onto something there.
In fact, downtown, you know, Market Square, they have Arts Landing, that new, all of these things are underway and under construction. So they've moved some things around. And speaking of fireworks, the city has put together a task force of 7 firefighters. So they are charged with making sure people are safe as they can be. You know, when I grew up, fireworks were illegal. You had to go to other states to get them.
Yeah.
But they've been legal here for quite a while.
And we heard that straight from Chief Jones.
Yeah, Daryl Jones. Dr. Daryl, his PhD.
Indeed, yep.
He's a great guy. He kind of joked, we go over this every year, what the game plan is to make sure people are safe. Did you see the warehouse?
I did.
In California, Sacramento, full of fireworks.
Unbelievable.
Went up in flames, and it sent a huge plume of smoke way up in the air. From Sacramento, CBS's Tony Lopez.
A massive explosion rocked a fireworks warehouse near Esparto. Fireworks popping off on the ground and in the air. The headline, no one injured as of yet, but a 1-mile evacuation zone is now in effect. Officials still urging people to avoid the area.
Yeah, you'll see the video if you haven't, I'm sure.
No, I've seen it.
Search it up. It was
unreal.
I mean,
like from a movie, sort of like finale, end of movie sort of explosion.
I remember I used to do a segment called On the Job for KDK TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Zambelli, and we were preparing the fireworks for a post. It was fireworks night at the baseball game. So they had a barge on the other side of the river where we were loading all the fireworks. I say we. And they scared the daylights out of me. And they're like, don't move quickly. I'm like, what? If you create any kind of friction or spark, you could set off this whole barge. I'm like, what?
Excuse me?
And then they had aluminum foil on everything in case of the rain. Then we moved the barge behind the PNC Park. And then I got to click the computer.
That's unreal. Like every time you tell that story, I just imagine the fragility of every move you made.
Once I hit go and it was spectacular to see it from the barge. So the fireworks are going to draw 100,000 people or more to the North Shore on Friday. It looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate for that for a change. I'm shocked that there hasn't been a rainout for the Pirates here. I mean, they've had a lot of rain delays, but no rain outs. That's actually remarkable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.